My first memories were probably during the Second World War, which was pretty tough times. But it's from my better memories. I think we had more fun then. We had fun on our own. We always made money to buy us a soda with. We'd sell pop bottles. And I can remember when the troop trains used to come through town, and they wouldn't let the soldiers off. But they'd roll their windows down, and there was a grocery store right across the street from the depot, and they'd give us money, and we'd go pick up candies and rolls and for them, take back to them. But the big thing is coming in, they served them milk in bottles, and they just throw them out the window down the railroad tracks. Well, if they didn't hit the gravel or anything, we'd walk miles gathering up milk bottles, and I can remember we used to get 10 cents a piece for them. And one of the exciting things about it, I made enough money to buy my first pocket watch. We did scrap iron drives, paper drives. You go to the movie on Saturdays with an old aluminum pot was your admission to get in, or pan. And then some of the older fellows, my father for one, they had too many children to go in the military. So they called what they called the scrap iron commandos. And they went around and gathered scrap iron up the old ranches and all those places. But it was tough times. It was a lot of fun. Everything was volunteer. Fire department volunteer, and there were small grass fires while us kids, we'd jump our bicycles if they're close enough to town and go to those and help. They'd give us a wet gunny sack and we'd help them put out the fires. During the war, we lived just a block from the railroad, and some of the hobos would come in on riding the trains, and they'd come over knocking on the door wanting a sandwich or something, and my mother would fix them something to eat, and they'd go out and do work for her. I mean, even though they didn't have work and they were bumming, they didn't expect it for nothing. And you don't see that anymore. And everybody takes too much for granted anymore. I'm not a philosopher. We won't go there.